I'm Tyler Pratt, and as part of your Austin music experience, this is your sound check. If you want to really get to know an important figure in the Austin music scene, make sure you grab a copy of the Austin American Statesman. This week, the newspaper's Michael Barnes profiled tireless Austin music advocate Nancy Copeland. She's the woman behind the iconic phrase, "Live Music Capital of the World," saw the creation of the Austin Music Commission, and helped spawn Music at the Airport. And she's been living a, quoting here, colorful life. We don't want to spoil the read for you, but you can read it all for yourself at mystatesman.com. Many musicians are now trying to call attention to the issues currently playing out in Ferguson, Missouri. Rapper T.I. took to Instagram to share his thoughts on the current racial tensions. Indie funk artist Dev Hines, also known as Blood Orange, expressed his thoughts in an interview with OK Player. Lauryn Hill has released an early sketch of a song titled Black Rage on her SoundCloud. And folk singer Billy Bragg gave an impromptu benefit concert this week at a St. Louis pub. They collected food, funds, medical, and school supplies for a Ferguson food pantry. Rolling Stone has a roundup of what music artists are doing in light of the ongoing situation. Jimi Hendrix is getting some more reissues. His first two posthumous releases, The Cry of Love and Rainbow Bridge, will get the newly remastered treatment next month. Bonus treats include a studio version of the famous Star-Spangled Banner, as well as a live recording of Hear My Train A-Comin'. Both are out September 16th. That's your sound check. I'm Tyler Pratt.